Some of us are heading back into the office. Can you hear that echo? Some of us are full steam ahead. We see you, Florida. And some of us are still in our pajamas. No matter where you fall in the pandemic work timeline, the return is sure to be a swell of emotions, ones that will need some processing. In the meantime, let us process your transfer pricing headlines. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, Cross-Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. How is Spain helping taxpayers in its latest guidance? Is Tetra Pak melting after its legal loss? And why is the UN updating its transfer pricing manual for developing countries? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. I scream, you scream, we all scream for transfer pricing. Tetra Pak, a Danish producer and seller of ice cream production plants, lost its legal battle over estimated taxable income for fiscal year 2005 to 2009. Here's the scoop, pun intended. Tetra Pak Processing Systems, AS, conducted intra-group transactions with Tetra Pak Group's sales companies, a move that the Danish tax authority did not deem arm's length. The authority performed a discretionary estimated assessment based on the company's inadequate transfer pricing documentation and sustained losses. Their findings were the tax equivalent of a brain freeze, increasing Tetra's income by approximately $57.5 million. Tetra Pak fought back all the way to the Danish Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that the transfer pricing documentation was, in fact, insufficient and lacked a comparability analysis, eek, which justified the tax bump. The Danish tax authorities have been making headway on landmark rulings, Microsoft, Adecco, and now Tetra Pak. A little advice to MNEs, keep your documentation up to date or risk a legal match that's less vanilla and more rocky road. Spain is throwing taxpayers a lifeline. The Spanish tax authority's latest guidance outlines how to determine a value range for an arm's length price. Pulling from the OECD's transfer pricing guidelines and the EU's joint transfer pricing forum, the guidance covers areas like testing the value of controlled transactions, when to employ statistical tools, and ways to handle ranges with a wide dispersion. It also recommends regular assessment of comparability to confirm that the range is still applicable. With multinational scrutiny on the up and up in Spain, taxpayers will be happy for a little hand-holding. Your phone and wardrobe are constantly seeing updates. Turns out transfer pricing isn't far behind. The UN released the latest version of its transfer pricing manual for developing countries, which replaces the 2017 edition. So what are the new nuggets of content? We'll save you from flipping through 600 plus pages. The updates to the manual cover intra-group financial transactions, country practices, and centralized procurement functions. It also helps with navigating profit splits and resolving comparability issues. The UN wants to help provide as much clarity as possible to developing countries, and updated guidance is a step in the right direction. And would you look at that? You're up to speed on the latest in transfer pricing. Do your future self a solid and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Whether you're rejoicing about returning to the office or just plain dreading it, we get it. We also get that you'll need some transfer pricing buzz for the water cooler chats. There's only one place to get it. Catch everyone next week.